The program to provide compensation to survivors of Indian day schools is now taking applications. Survivors can apply for individual compensation for harms caused by attending one of the institutions. Nearly 200,000 Indigenous children attended more than 700 Indian day schools beginning in the 1920s. Some endured physical and sexual abuse. All eligible survivors will receive a minimum of $10,000 in individual compensation. Those who experienced more severe cases of abuse will be eligible for additional money. The Cowessess First Nation says it's banned two members from the community for 1 year due to crystal meth. In a letter issued last week, Chief Cadmus DeLorme says seven homes and two people are being assessed. DeLorme says sellers and users must be held accountable for their actions. Andy says the evictions and banishments are a warning to people causing harm in the community. A second person has been arrested in the death of an Indigenous man in Saskatoon last month. Police say 21-year-old Aaron Ashley Straightnose was taken into custody on the weekend. Straightnose had a Canada-wide warrant for first-degree murder in the death of 35-year-old Winston Little Crow. On December 7th, Little Crow was found lying face down on a sidewalk at 23rd Street West and Avenue X. He died of an apparent gunshot wound. A 17-year-old boy was also charged with first-degree murder last month. A member of the Lac La Ronge Indian Band is looking for former residential school students to share their stories on her podcast. Jade Roberts is the creator of the project called Still Here, Still Healing. Roberts says she's been working on it since last April and would also like to expand the scope of the podcast.
I think the main goal is just to continue sharing survivor stories. And then I thought about possibly expanding into sharing like 60 scoop survivor stories. And I'm going to be doing some intergenerational survivor stories.
Roberts says the main goal of the podcast is to serve as a learning tool and an archive. A 54-year-old man from Regina was scheduled to appear in court today following a robbery from last week. On January 6th, police were called to a financial institution in the 2000 block of 11th Avenue. Investigators say a man approached an employee and demanded cash. He escaped on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. There were no injuries reported. 54-year-old Albert Power was arrested on Friday. The charges include robbery, fraud, and possession of stolen property, as well as breach of probation. A Saskatoon judge has granted a farm equipment manufacturer financial protection from its creditors. Morris Industries applied for protection while it undertakes a restructuring plan. Slumping sales due to trade wars and poor weather are among the factors cited for the request for financial protection during the process. Morris has a head office in Saskatoon with plants in Yorkton and Manitoba. A First Nation is taking Ottawa to court over flooding in 2011. Lake St. Martin First Nation in Manitoba wants benefits to continue for people who still don't have a home. Chief Adrian Sinclair says hundreds of people will be cut off from the evacuee benefits by the end of the month.
But the original agreement from the federal government, the previous governments, that everything is, should be fully compensated until all the evacuees are in the reserve or, and have houses.
Indigenous Services Canada says it would not comment on an issue before the courts. The matter is scheduled to be heard on January 24th. Wexit is now eligible to register as a political party in federal elections. The Western Separatist Group was granted eligibility status by Elections Canada. Wexit Canada leader Peter Downing announced the news to cheering supporters at a weekend rally at the Alberta Legislature. The party can now run candidates in a general election or by-election. Wexit organizers say they plan to nominate 104 candidates in Western Canada in the next federal election. The Wet'suwet'en Hereditary Clan Chiefs in B.C. have given Coastal GasLink access to a construction site. The company has provincial approval to build a 670-kilometer pipeline from northeastern BC to Kitimat. But the chiefs aren't allowing anyone on the First Nations traditional territory without their consent. The company was given up to 8 hours on the weekend to winterize equipment at the site. Finance Minister Bill Morneau says the environment will be an important focus of his upcoming federal budget. He spoke today in Ottawa and says the budget will also seek to protect federal finances and the national economy from global instability.
So in that context, we need to make sure that we maintain that strong balance sheet, that we maintain our strong fiscal position so we can deal with the potential for issues that we can't necessarily predict up front.
The Liberals, with a minority government, will need the help of opposition parties to pass their budget. The federal government is launching an online questionnaire today about medically assisted dying legislation. Following a court ruling, the government has agreed to eliminate one clause in it. It allowed only people near death to seek medical assistance to end their suffering. The questionnaire asks people what safeguards should be put in place to prevent abuse. That could include mandatory psychological or psychiatric assessments.